Hi and welcome to the Corporate Life Podcast. My name is Hina Siddiqui and I loved and hated my corporate jobs for years. This podcast is going to empower you to go high on your career without losing yourself. I invite you to join me each week as you will hear real cool stories of the real cool corporate people doing real things in the corporate world. And their experiences and advice can change your story too.
If you know me for a while and have been following this podcast, you may already know that all my programs, teachings, and messages are based on the core principles of spirituality. And you know why? Because spirituality is not something that's going to benefit us after we die, but it's so essential for our true success and well-being in this world, even in this corporate world. Hi, this is Hina Siddiqui. You are listening to the Corporate Life Podcast. Alison Robert, my gorgeous guest today, and I are going to have a spiritual conversation today. And I'm sure that by the end of this show, you'll be super convinced about the importance of spirituality in the workplace. Alison Robert knows what it takes to make it in this world. As a young woman who found herself homeless, pregnant, and forced to live in her car, she turned to the writings of Napoleon Hill for comfort and guidance. Little did she know then what a huge impact his philosophies would make on her life. As a cognitive behavioral expert, along with her natural intuition, Alison has guided thousands of people all over the world to find their internal power. Her system of personalized science, the combination of brain work and spirituality, combined with her grace and sense of humor, has made Alison a highly sought-after coach, speaker, and business collaborator. Alison was also recognized by FeedSpot, a Forbes affiliate, in their designation of top 100 coaches in the world. It's time to say hi to Alison. Hi, Alison. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
So lovely to have you.
Thank you. I love what you said about spirituality in the workplace because now more than ever, that is definitely needed.
Exactly. And that's what we are going to talk about today, Alison.
Love it.
Yeah. So Alison, your recent book is about spiritual journey. Tell us a bit about that, please.
So the book is focused on a time in my life where I felt a very strong conviction to go in a direction in my life that everyone in my immediate circle was against. The book is about standing up for yourself and the rewards that come from really doing that. The story itself is when I was 18, I was in college and I had left home. I was living with some friends and I ran out of gas on a dirt road, and this knight in shining armor rescued me. And then from that day forward, he and I were pretty much inseparable. And then I failed a pregnancy test. It came up positive. And even though we were engaged to be married, it was something that his family was very much against. That started me on a journey of being thrown out of his house, even though we didn't live with his parents. He and his father put all of my belongings outside and changed the locks. And then I went back home to live with my mother, who's not mentally stable or emotionally stable. And as soon as she found out I was pregnant, she also changed the locks on the doors of her house. And so I found myself living in my car in a parking garage in the dead of winter. At one point, I really thought I was going to freeze to death. And I started reading a book that had been gifted to me by one of my professors. It was Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And in that book, Napoleon Hill talks about how important it is to believe that you're going to win in every situation and to visualize yourself winning, whatever that win looks like. And so for me, my win was to get out of that car and to be warm so that I had a stable place to make some very serious decisions about my life And that's what I did. I started visualizing being warm and having that nurture. And on the very last day that I was in my car, the last night that I was in my car, I was just pleading with the universe because I was freezing. I was hungry. I was tired of urinating in a parking garage. I was just at my absolute wit's end. And there was a knock on the window of my car. And when I opened up the door, it was the same professor who had given me the book, Think and Grow Rich. And he and his wife had a conversation, and he told her that he believed that I was living in my car in the parking garage. And so I didn't have the gas in my car to follow him home. So I got the few belongings that I had, and I put them in his truck. And then he took me to his home. And that is where the journey of me starting to understand how spirituality works, and that we are co-creators with the universe, and that what we focus on is what grows in our life. So yeah, so I think the book is pretty timely considering like all the crises happening globally right now.
And this is a very touching story. It's giving me goosebumps right now.
I ultimately ended up placing my son for adoption, which was to date the hardest thing that I've ever done in my entire life. It was really hard walking out of that hospital without him.
Yeah.
And I kept hearing a voice in my head telling me that if I signed the adoption papers, that I would see my son again. Mm-hmm. And this was a closed adoption, Hina. Like, I didn't know anything about his family, and he didn't know anything at all about me. But 24 years later, that same voice woke me up in the middle of the night and said, it's time. And I knew exactly what that voice meant. And I contacted the adoption agency and told them that I wanted to start searching for my son. And they were very discouraging. They told me that it was going to take years and all of these things. And I was just like, I don't care. You know, I want to start the process. So they sent me the paperwork and I faxed it back. And then I got a call a little while later, actually it was the next day, telling me that my son and I had faxed our paperwork in at the exact same time.
Oh.
Yeah. So we were standing in front of each other literally 5 days later.
Fabulous.
Yes.
So this is a beautiful story. It's very touching, Allison. And what I want to say here is this, that it's very difficult to be in such kind of situations, but I think universe has its own way to give us some kind of lessons. It's hidden in some kind of hard situation so that we become stronger. That strength is needed for the further journey, isn't it?
Money is all around us, and we think about it more than almost every other aspect of our lives. But how can we make more of it, and what's our drive for building wealth beyond just the numbers in our bank account? Join us on the Make More podcast as our host Matt Heslin brings to you a dynamic lineup of experts in the world of investing, business, health, and beyond. Together, they unpack the secrets to not just surviving, but thriving in today's economy. It's about more than just wealth. It's about crafting life experiences, seizing opportunities, and building a legacy. Subscribe now to the Make More with Matt Heslin podcast and join us every week for new expert insights and inspiration.
Yes, absolutely. And I, you know, people always ask me, you know, why people have to go through difficult things. And I believe it's the universe's way of preparing us for something that's coming, and we can't receive it unless we go through processes where we are tested and strengthened.
Absolutely. For long years, I believed that being money-minded was a bad thing, so I kept on avoiding money. In every job interview, I hesitated to negotiate salary and turned down every opportunity to make money. Even my coaching business functioned as a free service for a long time because the reason I got into coaching was to serve people.
Then I started realizing the side effects of my wrong money mindset. Thanks to my coaches and mentors who set me up for money inflow while serving the world. Whatever career you are into, if your money mindset is distorted, you are going to struggle in your career. And the amazing fact is that you would not even realize that you are sabotaging your full potential, because all this happens at the sub and unconscious level. Your money stories are deep-rooted, particularly if you have seen a money-deprived childhood. The solution is to identify your patterns and let them go as fast as you can, because it's costing you your career. That's why the money mindset is a big part of all my coaching programs. Send me a quick mail to connect@authorhina.com to know more about my programs.
Alison, why is meditation so important?
Oh my gosh, meditation is everything. We have a part of our brain that is called the reptilian. In that reptilian brain is where all of our past feelings and thoughts and experiences live. It's kind of like the motherboard of the computer. And so that reptilian brain stores the memory even of when we are inside our mother's womb. Like, it knows everything. Yeah. And so what happens is that as we grow and develop, we build this system of narratives about ourselves based on things that happen so that they make sense. And so I'll give you an example of this. Let's say that you're in a situation where when dad comes home every day from working his 15-hour job, he's exhausted. And let's just say that he pats you on the head and then he goes to bed. Well, if you've watched like movies or television shows or read books where the dad is like really involved with the family and yours isn't, then what a child does is they do this comparison where, oh, it must be me. Mm-hmm. There's something wrong with me. I'm not good enough. I don't do the right things. So let me just be better. I'll just do things better. And then maybe dad will notice me. And then you find yourself 35, 45, 55 years old, seeking all of this outside approval from bosses and parents and your friends and everyone. So meditation helps us understand the power that is inside of us.
Right.
And we can't find that connection any other, we can find it in other ways, but it is most profoundly found. The connection is most profound, either a guided meditation, a walking meditation. I was speaking with a gentleman the other day and he was like, I don't know how to meditate. Every time I sit down, like all of these thoughts come in my brain and it just distracts me. He's like, Alison, you know, how can I get my brain to turn off? And I just laugh every time someone says that to me, mm-hmm. because your brain will turn off when you die. Like, those thoughts aren't going anywhere. They're going to float in. It's the grocery list and, you know, the repair that your car needs and like your kids, like those thoughts are going to come in. But the beautiful thing about meditation is just, it teaches you to become an observer of your thoughts and not a participant. And that's why it's so important.
Yeah, I believe that meditation is something that enables us to access those parts of our brain that we are not able to access consciously.
Yes.
When I was going through personal transformation, and so then I realized that I was able to control a lot of things about myself, but then the hidden parts where I don't have access to, how do I access those areas? So then I found that the meditation retreat, a 10-day silent meditation retreat that I attend every year. And this has changed so much in me and about me.
Yes. There's so much noise.
Yeah.
I mean, I was trying to share with my adult daughter the other day about, mm-hmm. you know, when we were children or when I was a child, I don't even think that there was a radio inside the house. We had one television. And that's when, you know, TV used to not broadcast 24 hours a day. I think mm-hmm. it started for us at like 6 o'clock in the morning. And then at 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock at night, right after the news, the broadcast ended because the people at the television station went home.
Yeah.
And so I was trying to explain to her that we didn't have all this noise. Mm-hmm. There's so much noise. So meditation really is what our brain is craving. Our brain is craving that time, and it's not sleeping. It's that time of just consciously making our soul the priority, even if it's for 5 minutes.
Yes, that makes total sense. And most people are scared of the idea of sitting in meditation. What do you think? Why do they resist it? And what would you say to the person who believed they can't meditate?
The people that sit across from me and tell me that they can't meditate, let's just put our hand over our heart for a moment and close your eyes. Take in a deep breath. Relax your shoulders. We just meditated.
Yeah, it's as simple.
That's simple. Yeah. We just did a 22-second meditation. Right. Yes.
This was beautiful. I followed that with you.
Yeah. And so when people are like, Allison, you know, I can't meditate. That's what I do with them. I'm just like, well, if you will, just, you know, if it's comfortable for you, place your hand over your heart, close your eyes, take in some deep breaths with me. And I had a gentleman a few weeks ago. During the second breath, he opened up his eyes and he was like, are we meditating? And I'm like, what do you think? And he was like, it feels like a meditation. I'm like, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And he was kind of blown away. He was like, just taking those deep breaths, my brain got a little bit quieter.
Yeah.
And I'm like, exactly. Because the brain does exactly what we tell it to do.
Correct.
Yes. We are the boss of our brain. And a lot of people don't realize or understand how powerful they are in that.
In this whole process where we are so much lost in our daily life and we are so unconscious, the mind takes over us and then the real disaster starts.
Yeah, the mind takes over. You know, in corporate America, or even if you're, you know, an entrepreneur,
yeah,
meditation is a game changer.
Yes, it is.
It really is. And I work with salespeople a lot, and I teach them how, before they get on a sales call, I don't care if you're the best salesperson in the world, everyone gets nervous before they make a sale. Like everyone.
Yeah.
And so it's close your eyes, take some deep breaths, slow everything down. Get that heart rate like under control, and then just take a minute or two to visualize the person saying yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And what it feels like for that person to benefit from whatever it is that you're offering them.
Yes.
To focus on their win. Like, it's going to be so great for them to have this service I'm offering them, or it's going to be so fantastic for them to have this amazing product that they can finally start to see benefits from using. Whatever it is that the person is selling, it's like, focus on the other person's joy and happiness and solution that you're solving for them. And then come back to yourself and try to find evidence of where you have succeeded before. Even if it's your very first sales call, you've succeeded somewhere.
Yeah.
At the gym, or maybe you married an amazing person, or maybe your child is fantastic and you don't even know how you got so lucky. But whatever it is, like, find and connect to a little bit of that success, and then watch what happens on that call. It's going to be completely different.
Correct. These are a few ways the corporate people can incorporate spiritual practices in their jobs.
Yes. And, or, you know, or that scary conversation with the boss to like ask for a raise or a promotion or both, or when you've been called into, like, if your boss walks past you and says, hey, you know, do you have a few minutes at 11:30? And you're like, ugh, you know, oh my gosh, what is it? You know, and what most people do is like, oh my gosh, I'm in trouble. What is the boss going to say to me? And they start just reeling in their brain about trying to figure out like what the boss needs or wants from them. And what I suggest, the way that I coach to, is go to the bathroom, put some cold water on your face or your wrist, look in the mirror, take some deep breaths, and say, whatever this is, I'm strong. Think of something that you've made it through that was like difficult, and tap into that wisdom you gained from that situation, that knowledge you gained from that situation. Take some deep breaths, because what happens is you show up differently when you're calm. Subconsciously, when we are calm, our body language will be that of a calm person. And then the other person is picking up on your calm body language. But if you go in, you know, and you're wringing your hands or you're sweating and you're shifting in your chair and you're crossing your legs different ways and adjusting your sleeves or your collar or whatever, those are all body language signs that you are falling apart.
Yes. And this is all about practice. And the more they practice, yes, and the more proficient they get.
Yeah. And this is the other beautiful thing about meditation, is because if you do it for no reason, mm-hmm, other than to just, you know, build that muscle, yeah, in your brain, then moments like the boss calls you in, or unexpected traffic, or your child drops something on the floor and it breaks and now you're going to be late for work, those kind of things that happen, the more you practice meditation, you respond differently than you normally would had you not meditated.
I agree with that. Alison, where can we find your book? And when was it released, by the way?
It was released on June 23rd. It's been out for a little over 2 weeks. It went to bestseller immediately. We had a lot of people waiting for the release of the book, because I was going to release it before COVID, and then I changed my mind. So people have been waiting for 2 years to get their hands on this book. So you can find it on Amazon.
Okay.
Or you can go to my website, which is alisonroberts.com. You can get a free meditation there. There's a link to purchase the book. There's also some other free resources there. And I think that people would really benefit just from downloading the meditation, because it's really powerful and it's short. People that are brand new to this, I think the meditation is like 7 minutes. What I told my producer when we were doing the meditation is, I think anybody can meditate for 7 minutes.
Yeah, of course. And if we don't have 7 minutes, then we don't have life.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. Thank you very much for your fabulous presence today, Alison. I truly enjoyed this conversation with you.
I did too. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you very much, and all the very best for your work.
Thank you.
Now let me ask you, aren't you feeling inspired and excited about this idea of practicing spirituality in the workplace? And you know that meditation is just as simple as breathing. Connect with me on LinkedIn and let me know how you enjoyed this conversation with Alison Roberts. That's it for now. I'll see you next week with another fabulous guest. Love you guys and girls. Stay happy and safe.
Thank you for tuning in. I invite you to subscribe to this podcast and go to my website, authorhina.com, for career-changing tools and resources. Don't forget to check out my latest book, Secrets of the Six-Figure Employee with Zero Stress. It's available on Amazon.